Good evening and welcome. This is Rachna Nitesh. You're listening to Radio IBC and here comes Global News. The first case of Zika virus has been reported in Kerala. A 24-year-old pregnant woman has been diagnosed with the mosquito-transmitted disease. There are 13 other suspected cases of the virus from Thiruvananthapuram. Symptoms in the woman include fever, headache and red marks on her body. The Indian Army has inaugurated a war memorial in memory of Captain in Gulmarg near the line of control. Captain Gurjinder Singh Suri has died during the Operation Birsa Munda in 1999. Birsa Munda operation was a raid conducted against a Pakistani post by a Bihar battalion of the Indian Army in the month of November 1999. For the first time ever, geographical indications certified Madurai jasmine and other traditional flowers were exported to the US and the UAE from Tamil Nadu on 8th of July. The other flower include button rose, lily, chamanti and marigold. A government high school in Karnataka's Malleshwaram is set to become the first state-run school in the country to be part of the program to launch a satellite. The student of the Malleshwaram school will be involved in a program of launching 75 satellites as a part of 75th Independence Day celebration. It will be done with the help of Indian Technology Congress Association and ISRO. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will pay a two-day official visit to Georgia on 9th of July at the invitation of the Vice Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Georgia. This will be the first visit of an Indian External Affairs Minister to independent Georgia. He will have a bilateral meeting with his counterpart covering various aspects of bilateral relations. The Union Cabinet has approved a new scheme, India COVID-19 Emergency Response and Health System Preparedness Package, Phase 2, amounting to Rs. 23,123 crore for the financial year 2021-22. It will be implemented from 1st of July 2021 to 31st of March 2022 with central and state share. The center share of the project will be 15,000 crore rupees and state share will be 8,123 crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has approved amendments to the Coconut Development Board Act 1979 to make it more efficient to carry out the activities of farming and the production of coconut. Now the chairman of the board will be a non-executive person. The board will now carry out the activities related to the development of coconut outside the country too. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.